Juan Zamora Gauma.
Good evening, and now the news in detail. President Hakainde Hichilema has urged the church to continue supporting the less privileged in society through community service and healthcare initiatives after being honored with their exceptional support to Adventist Mission Award by the Seventh-day Adventist Church. Speaking during the Midlands West Conference, Laiki Big Sabbath held at Hero Stadium in Lusaka, President Hichilema, who was awarded alongside First Lady Mukhinta Hichilema and others for supporting the church while serving in public office, thanked the church for its continued community service across the country. The president has also urged the husbands to take care of their wives and embrace the love and teachings of Jesus Christ. The head of state has further called on families to raise children according to Christian principles, saying this would help nurture responsible future leaders who will contribute to Zambia's development.
Let me also use the opportunity to thank the conference and the church for honoring various members of the church and non-members of the church, of this church, but other churches, for their community service, helping those in need. Yes, some through music again, and some through philanthropic work, health services delivery, and different aspects of community service. Thank you for remembering those that are doing good for society.
Others honored included Justice Minister Princess Kasumi, Zambia National Service Commander Lieutenant General Malisi Folochi, and Eden University Chief Executive Officer Kelvin Kaunda, among others. Two students from the Information and Communications University have died, while three others have sustained serious injuries in a road traffic accident that occurred today around 05 hours along Chalimbana Road in Silver Rest area of Chongwe District. Police spokesperson Godfrey Chulavi said the accident involved a Honda Fit driven by 22-year-old Patrick Mfonda, an ICU student of Silver Rest. Mr. Chulavi said preliminary investigations indicate that the driver failed to negotiate a curve due to excessive speed, causing the vehicle to lose control and crash into a tree. He has identified the deceased as Edify Chikumbi and Akufuna Mutuna, who both died upon arrival at hospital. Mr. Chulavi said the driver and two other passengers, Masika Chilapala and John Musenge, sustained multiple injuries and admitted to Living on Arthur University's teaching hospital.
The accident involved a Honda Fit motor vehicle, registration number BLD 5008, driven by Patrick Musonda, age 22, and a resident of Silver. The vehicle was traveling from north to south with four passengers on board. Preliminary investigations indicated that the driver failed to negotiate a curve due to excessive speed, causing the vehicle to lose control, veer off the road, and crash into a tree. As a result of the accident, the driver, Patrick Musonda, sustained multiple injuries and was rushed to Levy Manawasa University Teaching Hospital. The bodies of the deceased have since been deposited at Chongwe District Hospital Mortuary and Levy Manawasa University Teaching Hospital Mortuary pending post-mortem examination.
Vice President Mtale Nalumango has commissioned the Watopa Grid Intensification Project worth over 5.2 million kwacha in Kabompo District of Northwestern Province, implemented by the Rural Electrification Authority. Mrs. Nalumango has described the project as a clear demonstration of government's commitment to bringing development closer to the people. She has urged residents to take full advantage of the subsidized 300 kwacha electricity connection fee to improve their livelihoods and drive economic growth in rural communities. Here is a report.
Are residents of Watope Village in Kabompo District of Northwestern Province celebrating after finally being connected to electricity through the Watope Grid Intensification Project with the over 5.3 million kwacha implemented by the Rural Electrification Authority. For many families, electricity means more more than just lighting, as local health facilities previously relied on searchlight during labor and surgical procedures conducted at night. The residents have thanked President Haga in the Hichilema and Ria for bringing electricity to the area. Meanwhile, Health Minister Dr. Alex Katagwe has praised the project, saying electrification of the Misamba Rural Health Post has improved service delivery, vaccine storage, and emergency care, adding that maximum availability at the facility is now above 83%.
And the people of Kabompo, Wasoka, you are assured, even at the last health post, I was checking the drug availability. The drugs are there, available. More than 83%. Just at that clinic. So we are calling all the people to not relent at testing anything to keep ourselves healthy.
And Vice President Mutalina Lumango has urged the residents to take advantage of subsidized 300 kwacha electricity connection fee under the Rural Electrification Program. Speaking through the Defense Minister and Kabompo Member of Parliament Ambrose Rufuma, the Vice President stated the project demonstrates the government's commitment to bringing development closer to the people.
For the people who are so far and of course will grow, it is not just for lighting bulbs, it is for powering dreams. Use it to start small businesses such as barbershops, welding, milling and tailoring.
Meanwhile, RIA Chief Executive Officer Alex Mbumba said the project is part of ongoing efforts to connect the rural communities with about 250 connections targeted under the Watopa scheme, covering households, schools, and health facilities.
This commitment was in line with government's vision of ensuring that we attain universal access by 2030. This project that we are commissioning today was implemented at a total of 5,369,786
The project is expected to boost the social and economic activities for residents in Watopa Village. Soko Sibanda reporting for Hot FM News in Kabompo District, Northwestern Province.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The National Union for Small-Scale Farmers in Zambia says the export of maize to neighboring countries presents a major opportunity that small-scale farmers should take advantage of. NUSPA's Executive Director Ebony Lolodi said small-scale farmers have in the past failed to fully benefit from such opportunities due to lack of organization. He has explained that buyers with greater financial capacity often move into farming areas and purchase maize from farmers at very low and unfair prices, a situation he says is already happening in some parts of the country. Mr. Lolodi said this trend has allowed middlemen and other market players to make huge profits at the expense of small-scale farmers.
More so with the small-scale farmers who, due to the fact that we have not really been organized for such opportunities, we have in the past ended up losing out on some of these opportunities. And how do we lose out? You'll find that the other market players who might have the financial muscle will definitely go out in the field out there and start buying maize at very, very low prices, like what is obtaining already. You'll find that there are certain places where maize is trading at as low as the 2 kwacha. Meaning that there are some people out there who are taking advantage.
Hungary's new Prime Minister Peter Magyar has been